Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about stress, anxiety, and daylight savings time. You know, here we go again. It's time to change the clocks back to standard time, and this causes a lot of stress, believe it or not. If you are not somebody who gets bothered by this, it may be hard to understand, but I get a lot of mail every year with this, with the clock changing both ways, both going forward and going backward. Now, this is fall, so we are falling behind on our clocks here in the United States. And I cannot speak to other parts of the world because here in Hawaii, we don't even change our clocks. So it's enough for me to keep up with the timing for the clock going from standard to daylight savings and then back again, because we don't do it, but we got to keep track of it because most of my people that I'm in touch with, both the clients and all of you listeners, you are all in very different, not only time zones, but clock zones. So here we go again. Time to change the clock back to standard time. And again, that's if you live where the clocks change. Like I said, we don't do our clock changing here in Hawaii. And I understand that Arizona has a wild setup as to where the clocks change all right within the state. There are pockets that don't, and then within those pockets, there are some that do. So that could be really confusing. And I have a link for you, actually, in the show notes. It's a short video about how this all came about. I found it quite interesting when I first saw it, and I thought it would be a good thing to include in case you have some interest. It makes interesting watching, and you're going to scratch your head after you watch it and think, really? This is why we do all of this? So anyway, we're not going to talk so much about the history of it or the reasoning behind it, or any control of it. That's out of my control, that's for sure. But today I want to address what you can do, you who is bothered by these clock changes, what you can do to ease the stress that the clock change may cause for you. You may not have any challenges with the clock going back an hour because you gain an extra hour of sleep, but you may struggle in the springtime when the clock goes forward 1 hour, springing ahead and cutting into your sleep. Or you may not have an issue with this either way. Or you may be somebody that gets bothered by both ways. And this is the kind of mail that I get every year, both in the springtime and in the fall, after it happens. I always get the emails after the fact. So I wanted to share with everybody in this podcast before it happens, if you are listening to this at the time of the recording or at the time of release of this episode, you will get a little bit of a head start by being able to incorporate a few tips to ease the stressful effects of this weird manipulation of our day and the effects that it might have on you. Let's see if we can't ease that a little bit. We all do better when we can eliminate any stress that is within our control. And so when I saw this article from Dr. Mercola, I actually will put a link to that also in the show notes. So there'll be a link to the video that's explaining all of this and a link to the entire article from Dr. Mercola. He went into a lot more than I'm going to talk about. What I want to do is use some of his points to help you ease the stress, because any stress that we can take care of ourselves, anything that we can do that is within our control, our own circle of influence, that's where we can do something versus trying to take control of things like making them change this, which is probably not going to happen, or trying to control things that are none of our business. So what we want to do is take a look at what we can do. And there are some things that you can do, and I hope it'll be helpful for you. So if you've ever struggled with the time changes on the clock, falling behind or springing ahead, you want to pay attention to the tips that we're going to get to. Now let's get back to our tips that we can use to protect our health during the time switching. See, we're going to be falling behind because we're in autumn here in the United States. We will be falling behind here. So in addition to the regular recommendation that we have in life to get 8 hours of sleep on a consistent basis. Now, of course, that varies person to person, and it varies how long you lay in bed prior to falling asleep and how much you awaken during the night. We won't get into that on this episode, but we do have some other sleep episodes that you might enjoy. But there are some things that you can do to really ease the effects of the time zone change until they decide somewhere, somehow, to eliminate it. Well, most of the adverse effects are usually attributed to the springtime switch, like I talked about, when we go to daylight savings time, or when you all go to daylight savings time. The switch back to standard time, which is what we're doing now here in November in the United States, means that we fall behind and that our body, it gets an extra hour of sleep during that, but it also means that we have to get used to it getting darker earlier in the evening. And when falling back an hour, here are some things that we can do. So what's going to bother you is not so much that one night where you're going to get an extra hour of sleep, or in the springtime when you lose an hour of sleep. So this fall, we're going to be having different kind of an evening when we get out of work. We have to get used to the dark coming earlier. Now, this is already naturally coming earlier, but now we're switching it like that, a snap. It's going to be an hour different. We're going to feel that. The sensitive people who are sensitive to light are going to be really feeling this. So you can start by going to bed a little bit earlier, say 30 minutes earlier than usual on Saturday, and then another 30 minutes earlier on Sunday. And this will help you get up earlier to maximize your exposure of daylight earlier in the morning rather than later in the evening, because you may have been getting more light in the evening than you will be able to get now with this clock change. So you want to be, these are my reminders to you from reading this article of Dr. Mercola's, that you want to be mindful of your electronic devices, and especially if you are sensitive to this clock change. Be mindful of those electronic devices in the days prior to the switchover. They did research on teens showing that using electronics for 4 hours during the day can increase your risk of needing more than an hour to fall asleep by 49%. That's a lot. Now, that was on teens, but I'm telling you, that's a big difference. And most of us are using our electronics, including our computer, for more than 4 hours during the day. And so if you've ever considered unplugging, I think this is an awesome thing to think about. If you've ever considered unplugging for a day or two, meaning putting down your electronics and your screens, the weekend of the time change is a perfect time to turn everything off or cut it down or use your electronics to the bare minimum so that you can optimize your sleep. You can also consider supplementing with melatonin if you have trouble falling asleep on the earlier schedule, because I know those of you who are sensitive to the light feel it, but if you need to use any kind of a supplement for falling asleep, the one that I would consider is melatonin. I wouldn't go for anything different than that. No sleeping pills for this kind of a switch. Exercise in the morning over the weekend, as best as you can in your own health and fitness, but do get exercise in the morning on Saturday and Sunday. That will help you start getting switched over to being out in the light more and to being active in the morning. The last two tips are to eat dinner earlier. Pay attention to your diet, making sure you are consuming good, wholesome, healthy foods that weekend of fresh, whole foods, preferably organic, and minimal amounts of processed foods and fast foods. Keep your sugar consumption low and make sure this might be a great time for you to be switching over to a healthy diet in any event. So again, if you didn't catch it during the, Saturday and Sunday prior to this all changing, you can just add this in as you are listening to this. If you're listening to this a couple days later or a week later and you're still struggling, do this. Make sure you get out in the morning light earlier. Get up earlier and get outside and get the light that you are going to be missing in the evening now. Get that earlier in the morning time. Watch your diet, watch your screens. And the last one is to just remember to practice good sleep hygiene, including sleeping in as complete dark room as you can. Check your bedroom to make sure you don't have the computer on, televisions, all that kind of stuff. You want to eliminate as much of that as you can and keep your bedroom cool. Like we often talk about, that will help you stay asleep better. And I hope that will help you to mitigate some of the stress and strain, believe it or not, that this kind of 1 hour clock change can cause. If you don't get any stress or strain from it, good for you. But if you do, just know you can ease yourself back into a regular routine by watching your own light consumption. Reduce the blue lights, get more outside light, and it should really, really give you a boost. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I hope that it won't be long and we'll be talking about springing ahead an hour and getting more daylight time. So check out those links in the show notes, and I'll be back in a few more days. And now for today's quote. Time expands, then contracts, and in tune with the stirrings of the heart. And that's from Haruki Murakami. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.